Protecting the early fruiting parts of walnuts from walnut blight. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Luke Milleron is a cooperative extension farm advisor for Butte, Glen, and Tehama counties. He noted that the spray timing is critical to protect the fruitful structures of that walnut tree.
The fruitful production is really front-loaded in the bloom timing. And so if you have really, really high blight levels, you're looking to get out when there's first catkin emergence or bud break. That's a very early aggressive timing. And then you're coming in 7 days or so later with your next spray. Because as you know, Patrick, there's just a tremendous explosion of growth that time of year on these trees. And each day there is new growth that is unprotected. If you don't have spray product that you've delivered to it, it is not being protected by this rain splash bacterium.
And Milleron said it's important to get that excellent spray coverage.
Another annual fight would be in almonds is navel orange worm. It's a similar deal here where you really need that contact of the spray to exactly where you need it. So protecting this growth, and so using spray cards, making sure you have a calibrated sprayer, replacing your nozzles, following all those basic steps to delivering a good spray job is going to be so critical.
For the Ag Information Network of the West, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with a Tree Nut Report.